The federal government just released its final plans for the Silvio Conti National Fish and Wildlife Refuge. The Conti Refuge was established to protect the Connecticut River watershed, and it stretches from Vermont and New Hampshire down through Massachusetts and Connecticut. The government says it wants to expand Conti, including adding about 54,000 acres along four rivers in Vermont that flow into the Connecticut River. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
When I called Conti Project Director Andrew French to ask him about the expansion plan, he invited me down to his headquarters in Hadley, Massachusetts. French's office is right near the Fort River Nature Area, which is where we went for a walk on a recent cold December morning. French works for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the agency that manages the National Fish and Wildlife Refuge. He led me across a frozen field and onto a raised trail system that French says is used by school groups and is accessible to people who use wheelchairs.
One of the things that's important to the National Wildlife Refuge System is connecting people with nature, and the best way to connect them with nature is provide them with an easily accessible trail and get them outside.
The Conti Refuge isn't a single patch of land and water, but rather a series of small and large parcels in four states, each of which was set up to support the Connecticut River watershed. And French says there isn't another wildlife refuge like it in the country.
The Conti Refuge is unique in the National Wildlife Refuge System. It's the only watershed-based refuge in the system, which is made up of over 150 million acres of land and water. While it's not contiguous, as you would think in, you know, in the traditional sense, ecologically it's contiguous.
And now U.S. Fish and Wildlife wants to add almost 200,000 acres to the Conti system, which would increase the federal agency's holdings by almost four times. That plan is one of four under consideration, but Fish and Wildlife says it's the preferred option. Up in Vermont, the wild Nulhegan Basin in the Northeast Kingdom and another smaller section on Putney Mountain in southern Vermont are currently part of the Conti Refuge. Under the proposed plan, the government would purchase another 6,000 acres in Nulhegan, as well as land along the White River near Killington and a large section in the West River Valley in Windham County. The proposal also includes adding about 15,000 acres along the Ompompanoosuc River near Fairley and another 6,000 acres in Bridgewater along the Ottauquechee River. U.S. Fish and Wildlife held hearings last year in all four states before issuing its final report this month. There was pushback at all of the hearings from some people who said the federal government shouldn't take land out of private use. But French says land is only purchased from willing buyers, and he says each acquisition is considered independently, with the greater health of the Connecticut River always driving the decisions.
You know, we don't go in and protect land because this group or that group called us up and said, hey, let's protect this. There's a lot more to that. Because when you buy land, you're taking on that stewardship in perpetuity. So you need to get the right land in the right amount in the right place.
But some dispute whether it's the federal government that should be deciding what's the right amount and place. Steve McLeod lives in Bolton, and he attended the hearing in St. Johnsbury. McLeod says when the federal government takes over wild lands, it impacts the forest industry, and there are limits set on recreation.
It's a pretty scary prospect to have the federal government become such an overwhelming presence up and down the Connecticut River on both the Vermont and New Hampshire side. All these activities such as hunting, trapping, snowmobiling, ATVing, what does the future mean?
David Dean is with the Connecticut River Watershed Council, and he says the Conti Refuge has had a significant impact on the health of the river. But Dean wants the federal government to make more of an effort to work with landowners instead of purchasing land and taking it off the tax rolls. The feds promised to make payments in lieu of taxes, but Dean says those payments never make up for the lost tax base.
Here in Vermont, that has an impact on our education funding, and it has an impact on our municipal funding. You have a responsibility to Vermonters if you use our land.
Back on the Massachusetts Nature Trail, the Conti Project Director says the proposed land purchases will take decades to complete. He says global warming and weather events like Tropical Storm Irene have driven home the need to plan for resiliency and do more to protect an environmental resource like the Connecticut River. The Fish and Wildlife Service Northeast Regional Director will make a final decision on the plan before the middle of January. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Hadley, Massachusetts.